So let's begin with three levels of imagining. Back when I was 12 years old and got into the martial arts, I realized, it came to me in a flash that what was right in front of me was going to change my life forever if I approached it properly. But it required that the old me would have to die for the new me to be born. So I started using the imagination. I discovered three levels to this. The first one was what we'll call mind movies for today. Mind movies are basically for me to go from a beginner to a master. What I had to do was imagine, kicking, punching, moving like the masters do. So I literally would watch them. I'd watch videos of them. We didn't have YouTube back then. But there were movies that included martial arts masters, documentaries, and tournaments and seminars I could go to. And literally, when I watched a master move, I imagined, putting my head on their body, quite literally, so that I could absorb, literally experience, I could watch me doing the skills. And if you watch your body, the benefit of watching your body is this: watching your body do something can help you refine and incorporate skill into your life. That's one of the only times. There's one other time, but that's one of the only times you want to see your body in the movie. And so I made mind movies of me, punching, kicking, moving, like my instructors, like Bill Superfoot Wallace, like Chuck Norris, like Bruce Lee. And those helped. Those helped tremendously. Because not only could I see me moving like them, see my body moving like them, I could tweak it, I could adjust it, I could make it more for my body type. And so that was level one. At some point, I moved on to level two. And level two, pretty simply, is feeling it real. At level two, I was imagining being congratulated for winning the tournament. I was imagining being given my next rank by my instructor. I was imagining my instructor congratulating me for how well I was doing. Basically pointing out, I was imagining him congratulating me in front of the class, saying, "Look, if you want to do good, do what he's doing. Be like him." So I was imagining the end result. I was doing that through my own eyes. I didn't see my body then. And that had a very different impact. That sort of drove me in a new way. It brought something else. It brought a new level of feeling to the imaginal act, which changed my life. But then there was that third level. And this is where it gets a little elusive. To become a martial arts master requires that, as far as I could tell back then, and I still believe this is true, to become a martial arts master, you have to start seeing the world entirely through the eyes of a martial arts master. Neville Goddard talks about coming from the state of the wish fulfilled, noticing if you're reacting to the world as the martial arts master would in this instance. And I've got to admit, having never been a martial arts master before, not that I know of, not in this lifetime, it was a little tough, it was a little weird for me to try to imagine what it was like being a martial arts master, going to the level of identity. You get the first two levels, or activity. Seeing my body kicking and modifying it and tweaking it so I get the skills while doing mind movies. Okay, that's external, that's seeing the body. Being congratulated for what I've done, again, that's activity. That's first person through my own eyes, seeing my instructor reach toward me and giving me a handshake or giving me a deep bow. Again, that's activity. But adopting the identity was the missing link. And a big part of this training here is going to be involving helping you adopt the identity of someone who's wealthy. So it was while I was at a tournament one day that I met up with a martial arts master. I used to walk up to these guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my madness and methodology because I know it works. I've used this to reinvent myself several times, taking myself to higher and higher levels of success, productivity, happiness, even sanity back when I had PTSD. So I was at this tournament, and one of the habits that I developed was talking to brown belts, which are right next to black, talking with exceptional, amazing black belts. And also, I worked up the courage to talk to masters. You know, the real-life guys who'd put in 30, 40 years, who had skills that were just amazing. I wanted to be like them. So I started approaching them. And I'd just say, hey, you know, I'm working my way up through the ranks here. I'd like to just talk to you for a few minutes and find out about you and your world and, you know, what it's like, because I want to be like you. And often these guys would stop, would, you know, sometimes just talk for 15 minutes, sometimes would do lunch. There were a few times where I ended up having dinner with some very amazing people. And what I discovered, well, let's back up a little tiny bit. One of my most valuable lessons came from a master that I had only seen twice in competition. You know, I'd seen him on the sidelines many times, but I've only seen him in competition twice at that time. And he was amazing, a very humble yet very powerful man, someone who obviously was successful in life even outside of martial arts. You know, you could just tell by the way he carried himself. You could tell when you listened to him speak. This is someone who's successful. This is someone who's happy, someone who has skill, somebody who's confident and competent. And so we were eating dinner, and he told me it comes down to two words. He said, you ask good questions, but you've got to start sooner. I didn't understand what he meant. And so, of course, he continued. He said, you've got to start sooner. You've got to study. You've got to learn everything about how a master experiences the world. Not just how they train. Not just their training tips. Not just what they think matters in the ring or in the dojo, you know, the martial arts school. But he said, you've got to start sooner. You've got to get their absolute comprehensive view of the world. You've got to get their inner strategies. You've got to get how they approach, you know, everything, you know, life, love, eating, relaxing, you know, find out everything that you possibly can. And he said, this is what I did 30 years ago, and it's totally changed my life. This is one of the things that we've almost lost in this culture, because we don't have mentorships, we don't form masterminds, we don't apprentice with people who can not only, when it comes to certain, if you're really going to have a shift, there are certain things you need to be taught, and there's an energy that needs to be caught. That's part of the program here. That's part of what I learned from the master. And so I started to notice, you know, when I started asking questions, that there were a lot of things all these guys had in common. And As I started to distill these things, and it was stuff from, you know, literally dietary practices to outlook on life, you know, how they, you know, live, how, you know, everything, that stuff that you can't possibly imagine. And I sort of stumble a little bit here, because I almost want to dive into details, but it's not yet time to dive into details. This is just the introduction recording. The most important principle that I can tell you is this: start sooner. Start sooner. Again, what does that mean? This means essentially what we started the recording with today. You know, you can do mind movies. Okay, me in the ring, mind movies are great to assimilate skill. You can do feel it real sessions where you're congratulated, the congratulatory conversation for your accomplishment. And that's wonderful. But it's that third part, it's that complete inner mindset of the master. It's the complete inner mindset of wealth that will take you from being even, quote unquote, a successful businessman who's stressed out or success. Think about this. There are millions, well, maybe not millions, there are a lot of millionaires in the world who are miserable or at least not happy. That's not what we want to do here. This is not, you know, going to be a program where we cover 10 steps to make a ton of money. This is 10 lessons that we're going to intimately explore intricate facets of the wealth mindset. Really, really cool stuff. Because if you start sooner, you're going to have results all through your life. Remember, martial arts is a subset of life. This is another lesson that I learned very early on. You know, when I would talk with a master, they would tell me, listen, martial arts is a subset of life. You know, study everything you can in the dojo, in the school, from the teacher. You know, study, 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 train, train, train. But realize you are also bringing your life to your martial art. You're bringing your life, your patterns, your processes, your strategies to your business, to your success, to your potential for being happy. And in a way, what we're going to do in this training is totally reorient your reality. We're going to start much sooner than you expect. Because by starting much, much sooner, you're going to discover all sorts of little tiny ways in which things can change. For example, in the first lesson, one of the things that we're going to explore is eating for energy versus eating for entertainment. And this is going to sound like a very simple lesson, but it's extremely comprehensive. And here's why. People eat for entertainment because they wait to eat until they're hungry. If you wait to eat until you're hungry, you're going to be craving salts, sweets, and simple starches. And fat. So salt, sweet, fat, and simple starches. In nature, that's where the nutrition is. In nature, you didn't get to eat all the time. You know, in nature, you know, sometimes we're lucky if you got a really good meal, if you actually killed a critter and were able to, you know, cook it and eat it. And so you eat that yummy fat. Oh, yeah, that's lovely. You know, salt, you know, associated with minerals. Yeah, you know, sweet, you know, high, you know, pure energy. If you found the, you know, good fruit tree, you ate. Fruit wasn't available year-round. So when it was available, you ate it. You crave sweet. Oh, you eat a bunch of it so you get fat so you have reserves for winter. If you wait to eat until you're hungry, your biology, which is very instant gratification-oriented, is going to do what it takes to help you survive. The problem is we have sweets available 24 hours a day, 12 months a year. Look at it this way. French fries, one of the most popular life-zapping foods in the whole world. And yet everybody eats them. I have friends that eat them every day. You know, not close friends, because I don't spend time with, you know, well, you'll learn more about that later. But I know people who eat French fries every day. Now, one of the things that my one buddy said to me, well, how do I break this addiction to the fries? I said, oh, it's real simple. Eat them without salt. And he tried for a couple days, and it just didn't work. I told him, don't dip them in mayonnaise. Don't even use ketchup, because there's a little bit of salt and sweet in the ketchup. Just eat French fries plain, no salt. Let me know what happens. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it because they weren't getting what they were craving, which was primarily the salt. Now, when you start to re-engineer your life, when you start to reorient from the ground up so that you are producing more wealth, living more in the moment, you stop living by cravings and you start living by systems. And I've had some people tell me, oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. Believe me, I have more fun than the average bear. If you know me, you know that's true. I also have more energy, more clarity, and more focus than the average bear, too, because I don't eat when I'm hungry. I eat when I'm scheduled to. And by scheduling in my meals, I don't snack, I don't crave salts and sweets. I eat very healthy, very delicious food. And one of the reasons that we're going to explore why that's so important is if you're eating for entertainment versus eating for energy, you're not going to have the energy to succeed. You're not going to have the energy to do your Feel It Real sessions effectively or your mind movie sessions. You're not going to have the clarity because, very simply, your body chemistry is going to be out of whack. And so when we talk about starting sooner, every wealthy person I know and every active martial arts master that I know, not someone who just has the rank who doesn't do it anymore, but every active martial arts master that I know and every wealthy person I know, they eat for energy. Again, that's just one of a dozen things we're going to be covering. Well, more than a dozen things we're going to be covering. I think there's 21 points we cover in the first lesson. So can't wait to share that with you. So you're going to reorient from the ground up. Because literally, we need to develop a strong, super strong, rock solid foundation. If we're going to experience more happiness and more success in life, you know, it only makes sense. Do what the masters taught. Start sooner. So let's dive into the next little part of the intro here. You can't be amazing and average at the same time. You can't get amazing results and average results at the same time either. Unfortunately, what most people are doing is they're modeling their lives pretty much subconsciously on the average of the people that surround them, the average of the people that they grew up with, the average of the people who were their elders growing up. And for many of us, that's just not good enough. If you're going to have the impact in the world, if you're going to have the impact in your world that you want to have, if you're going to live fully up to your potential, you've got to start getting rid of average. Average thinking, average systems, average ways of doing things. And you get to embrace amazing. Because by embracing amazing, and it's not just the words here. That people that are average live by average systems. People that are amazing live with amazing systems. I'll tell you just some simple things that I do. Just starting out. The changes, by the way, are so simple and so subtle. For example, I get up 15 minutes early every day compared to what I used to. 3 times a week, I do 5 to 10 minutes of bodyweight exercises. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I do squats, push-ups, and some kung fu. I do kung fu every day, by the way, but I do a special set of exercises Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that take about 5 to 10 minutes. And I get up 15 minutes early every single day to do that. Why? Plain and simple, one of the things that I've realized is your habits are going to define your destiny. Your habits are going to define your destiny. 15 minutes of extra of sleep. If I slept in 15 minutes the other days of the week where I don't, you know, do my body weight exercises, it would require a change in routine to get me up in time to do them. Again, this is something that I learned from the masters a long, long time ago. Get up 15 minutes early. Start your day out with what's going to set the stage. Because if I start the day out with what's going to set the stage being a martial artist, again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I exercise. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, a little bit of extra meditation. Those things are the first martial art act of the day that I do. In other words, I define my day by the first act. The first act doing something that contributes to my long-term goals. Something simple, something effective, something that I can immediately congratulate myself on. And it makes the world of difference. So your habits are going to determine your destiny. Again, start sooner. There's a second way to look at start sooner. How do you start your day? Okay, when I get up and I use the loo, okay, the toilet, you know, one of the things that I do every day is I read something that's going to put excellent information that I can act upon inside my mind. Now, by taking the time to read something, okay, while I'm using the loo, 5-10 minutes again, okay, that's putting something in my mind that's going to perk in there all day long. And I'm asking myself while I'm reading this stuff, how can I apply it? Yeah, literally, I'm turning over to my subconscious mind. Okay, show me ways that I can apply this today so I have a much greater impact in helping the lives of those who I serve. Tiny little questions like that, tiny little actions like that, again, set the stage. These are things that wealthy people tend to do. And I'm not just talking about people who are, quote-unquote, rich with lots of money. I'm talking about people who have money and happiness. That tiny little bit. I don't read the newspaper and look at the news. Anything that I update myself with is designed to help me have a better impact in the world. So little tiny habits. We're going to cover some really interesting ones of those. Some that you may have heard about, some that you probably haven't. But we're going to put them in a context that helps you really get, you know, while I'm sitting there anyway, I might as well read something that's going to severely multiply the impact that I have in the world today. Just something tiny. It's the tiny little bits that give us these huge differences. You know, we've got this in our culture. When we think of wealth, you know, I look on the internet and there are all these offers that show, yep, come lay on the beach with me and make tons of money. Or when we think about wealthy people, oh yeah, I flew down into the islands and just hung out for a couple days, you know, something to do. I went to the beach, you know, we didn't have anything else to do this week, so we went to the beach. The life of leisure. By the way, I have more leisure time than most people do, and yet I quote-unquote work probably more than most people do while I'm in the loo, okay? Putting 15 minutes of good stuff in my head, three times a week, doing my bodyweight exercises. But that gives me free time, because as you find ways in your life to improve the value that you offer the world, to improve the value that you are in the world, you're going to find that you have a heck of a lot more free time, and you're going to find that you enjoy it a lot more. Because you know, in reality, you know, my business is designed on the concept, produce something once and sell it thousands of times. That gives me the capacity to help tons more people than live coaching sessions, 30 minutes, you know, 16 hours a day where I have to like push. Yeah, I can take a concept, create a package around it, sell it at a very reasonable price, instead of having somebody pay me $50 for 30 minutes, or $50 for 15 minutes, they can buy a package for $7. 1,000 people can buy that, and I get $7,000 approximately. A little bit's taken off for processing costs, so on and so forth. But I can easily make a recording package, takes me about an hour, and I'll get paid $7,000 or more for it long term. Structuring my life like that required that I lose some average thinking about money, like trading time for dollars. Where I make the least amount of money is where I trade time for dollars. Where I make the most amount of money is where I leverage my time. Again, we'll be exploring some stuff like that in ways that you can't imagine how these little tiny bits can create huge changes in your life. So let's talk about success seeming to be counterintuitive. Odds are you were raised by really good, average people like I was. Odds are you grew up with really good, average people like I did. Again, the definition of average requires that you be surrounded by average people. Amazing people were hard to come by. With the internet, thank God, we can come across more amazing people much easier, because we do have a global community and a global outreach at this point, which is really fantastic if you think about it. So, amazing people, they run their lives with a set of presuppositions. Trade time, $4. You want to make more money? You got to give up more time. Wealthy people find ways to leverage their time. They find ways to invest a small amount of time and get paid return dividends. It's these tiny, tiny little things. So let's talk about synergy. Actually, before we even talk about synergy, let's talk about what is success. To a poor person, success seems to almost always be defined as an event that causes an event to happen. Okay, it's sort of like money. Oh, if I win the lottery, then I'll have money that I can live the rest of my life on. Or if I bag Mr. Big, then I'll have money to support my business till the next time I need a new Mr. Big. The problem with events defining, if an event causes an event, a negative event can take it all away. On the other hand, these patterns and the principles that you're learning in this training, the patterns and the principles you can't have taken away from you. You can stop applying them if you wish. You can start sleeping in. You can start reading the news on the toilet. Okay, you can start listening to gossip, and you can, you know, start ignoring, you know, principles like synergy that we will be exploring, so on and so forth. But if you really get what we're sharing here and you incorporate it, and again, that's the reason for the phone calls, we want you to incorporate it. So we're doing the coaching sessions that go hand in hand with this. You know, your life can't help but change. Success can't help but become inevitable for you. So let's talk about success being a process. success being an ongoing process. Part of the process of success, again, if, you know, our definition of success is, you know, literally, you're having the wealth to do what you want when you want to. Okay? And being happy, being satisfied, you know, having that sense of deservingness and accomplishment. Again, a lot of millionaires out there don't have that. And that's why they, you know, die of drug overdoses. That's why they're miserable. That's why they keep seeking pleasure on the outside instead of, you know, realizing, my God, with who I've evolved into being and with the assets that I have access to, you know, I can really make a difference in the world. I can really be satisfied. So success is an ongoing process. Yeah, I'm still growing as a martial arts master. I'm still growing as a creator of value. I'm still growing as a teacher, as a trainer. The strategies that we're sharing here are all designed to help you keep growing, keep glowing, keep becoming more and more of what's possible for you. We're designed to grow. We're designed to evolve. We are designed to live up to amazing potential. But if you don't focus on that inner completely, again, we found three levels of imagining. You know, the mind movies, great for assimilating skills. Feeling it real, really good if you do both levels of it, but the third level's the hardest one. The first level of feel it real, of course, is the congratulatory conversation that implies your wish has been fulfilled, that a shift in your circumstances has happened. But what's circumstance? Circumstance, think about the word. Circum, relating to circle, what's around. Stance, your standing, the way you stand in the world. The way you stand in the world. How do I stand on that? Again, Neville Goddard says, notice if you are reacting from the state of the person you choose to be. When you define your aim, you're defining who you choose to be in the world. To define who you choose to be in the world, you have to discover what their qualities and characteristics are. To do that, I've set on a lifelong quest of interviewing people who have the levels of success and satisfaction that I wanted in life, that I have in life, that I keep growing in life. So let's start buttoning down this introduction here. To move to the next level, you get to give up average so you can assume the state of amazing. To assume the state of amazing, you really got to do some research. That's why we've put the program together here for you, to save you a lot of time. We've got over 20 years of research in here to help you get to the next level the most elegant way possible over the next 10 segments of the program here. So as you do that, remember, odds are what you're listening to, odds are what you're doing is going to seem counterintuitive at first. It's going to seem counterintuitive because we've all been raised by average. And when you're raised by average, your systems, your processes, your strategies, your personal patterns, they're all going to reflect, they're all going to generate average thinking, average strategies, average behaviors. And doing more of an average behavior is like working more hours to make more money. That's not how we're going to approach life from here on. Doing average behavior is eat when you're hungry. In other words, wait till the biology that you have, your body, starts craving salts, sugars, fats, you know, simple carbohydrates. You know, wait till your body starts to crave them before you eat, and you will end up fat. You will end up being an emotional eater versus eating, you know, on somewhat of a schedule. We're going to show you some really neat ways which we save tons of time when it comes to simple things like cooking food. Because when you start to, you know, set the stage properly in life, every day, when you start to set the stage in a new way, your life, again, your success becomes inevitable. So what I want you to do is ask yourself two questions. One, which world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the world of average? where you not only experience the average success on the outside, but you also experience the average amount of happiness on the inside? Or two, do you want to live in the world of amazing? Are you deciding to live in the world of the amazing much more completely than you've ever pondered before? Because if you decide firmly to live in the world of amazing, your life will begin to change. Because you'll start to adopt the patterns, the stuff that we're going to be sharing here, into your life that amazing people live by. And believe me, I mean, listen to me. You know, again, some people, the problem is, when you think average, and I start talking systems and patterns and stuff, some people out there are going, oh man, well, that sounds like work. That sounds like it removes the spontaneity. No, it doesn't. Trust me, listen to the sound of my voice. I have more fun than the average bear. I've got more energy, more clarity, more focus than the average bear. And it's because of the way that I've chosen to structure my entire life. We're talking global reorientation here. And the good thing is, as you learn these things, you can pass these on. You can't help but pass these on to the people around you. You know, your kids, your neighbors, anyone who wants to learn will learn through your example, as well as by you teaching them if you choose to teach. Doesn't matter, because you being more successful will inspire people to, again, adopt amazing instead of settling for average. Again, average is self-imposed. Amazing is self-bestowed. So let's dive into Module 1. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Money Mastermind 2014.